According to the National Institute of Mental Health, here are our top 10 fears. And you can probably relate to a lot of these. Number 10 is thunder and lightning. Had a lot of that lately. Number 9, open spaces. Number 8, confined spaces. Number 7, flying. Number 6, people or social situations. Number 5, heights. Number 4, darkness. Number 3, spiders. Number 2, death. And what's number 1? Public speaking. Public speaking, more than death. Jerry Seinfeld says, well, based on that survey, I'd rather be the one in the casket than the one giving the eulogy. Anxieties and fears and phobias are not just to be treated. They are often part of the human condition, part of who we are, part and parcel of life. The economic challenges of the recent past, entire industries disappearing, has upped the level of anxiety that many of us struggle with. We are anxious about the future, about the world around us, about what our life will be for, or what life will be for children and grandchildren. So what are we to do? Jesus offers some advice. If we take on the challenges that Jesus and the scriptures provide us today, we will see some insights for dealing with worry. Every person can reduce, not eliminate, can reduce anxiety by taking on 3 challenges that Jesus gives. Number 1, simplifying your life. Number 2, trusting in God. And number 3, taking action. If we want to reduce anxiety and fear in our lives, we take on Jesus' challenge to bring simplicity. He says, sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. When we are worried about possessions, about things, what we have or what we don't have, when we are overrun with them, Jesus' advice is to lighten the load and help someone along the way. The more we have, the more we have to lose. The less we have, the less we have to lose. How do we do that? Steve Godfrey says, where am I letting fear cloud my judgment? What possessions could I sell to enjoy greater simplicity, while also being a tangible blessing to someone else? Is my portfolio more focused on the here and now, or the there and then? I'll give you a very practical example of this. A young member of our church, who is 10 years old, doesn't live with me, by the way, went through a lot of her clothes and sold them on consignment. She then had a discussion with her parents on what to do with the money. Her parents said, well, you can keep some, you can save some, and you should also give some away. Find someone to give it to. So, she chose our music program here at church. And so, last week, we opened up an envelope with a check for $535. To us and to her family. These are the kinds of practical things we can do.